Brushing your teeth regularly will go a long way to preventing tooth decay. But if you want to give the health of your teeth an extra boost, there are some more things that you can do. Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You has been looking at the options.
It's quite remarkable because all we think about is calcium when we think of teeth, but actually there's another trace element called strontium, which is thought to replace calcium in the body, particularly in the bones and teeth. And studies have shown that cavities are related to the amount of strontium in the water. You know, in one study in Greece, they looked at tooth cavity rates in two neighboring districts, one of which had the high levels of strontium and one that didn't. And they found that the incidence of tooth decay was significantly lower in the high strontium area. One thing you might want to do is look at your water and get a breakdown of what's in it. What you want to go for is something like strontium level of between 5.4 and 8.3 milligrams per liter. You know, you can get that tested. You can also eat strontium-rich foods, which are things like fish, whole grains, kale, parsley, lettuce, Brazil nuts, and molasses. So that kind of thing will give you 2 to 3 milligrams per day of strontium. So just eating a lot of that, if you don't have a high strontium water in your area, will really work. The other thing you want to look at is certain vitamins. And vitamin B, particularly vitamin B6, really help to give you the sort of good bacteria in your mouth and also to discourage those that cause cavities. So even studies of pregnant women who are oftentimes prone to decay have demonstrated if they had at least 20 milligrams per day of vitamin B6, they had significantly fewer cavities. Another good thing is lactobacillus, the probiotic, and that is known to fight off cavity-causing germs like Streptococcus mutans. That's one of the big cavity causers. Even kids taking this probiotic with milk found that after 7 months, they had cut their cavities by nearly half. So that's a great thing to introduce in milk or in a pill for your children. And then surprisingly, tea drinkers really fare well. Both green and black tea have flavonoids in them. Those are the kind of companions to vitamin C, and they inhibit the activity of decay-promoting bacteria. So that's quite a good thing to do, and particularly green tea has really fantastic antimicrobial potency. And finally, a weird one, cranberry juice. There's studies demonstrating that a drink that has at least 25% cranberry juice can stop bacteria in the mouth from building up.
What are the kind of things I should specifically avoid if I want to avoid cavities?
Well, besides sugar, which is the number one, and chewing gum with sugar in it, both number one things, surprisingly, drugs cause certain cavities. The biggest ones are atropine, propranolol, and clonidine. They all affect saliva. And that's one of the things you really have to worry about. Any kind of drug that reduces saliva in the mouth tends to promote tooth decay. And then there's also certain antipsychotics and antidepressant drugs which cause dry mouth. So any kind of thing that causes a problem with dry mouth should be avoided if you can.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.